Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me here today for Messages from Above with Tony Green. And I am Tony Green. So I want to just make a few announcements because at the end of the show, it seems like I don't have good time management and I run out of time. So the first thing I want to say, I'm here every single Monday at noon taking callers and answering questions, helping people connect with loved ones on the other side. I also do Psychic Medium Tony G via Blog Talk now. So if you don't get through on a Monday, and a lot of people don't, but you can try on the second Tuesday of every month. And I also take callers then for my TV show that airs on WSBS. If you'd like to be a guest on Create a Life You Love, if you have created a career or a business, or you're very passionate about your life, whatever that looks like for you, please don't hesitate to contact me and let's get you as a guest on Create a Life You Love. And that show is basically people who have taken their passion or their purpose and turned it into a career, and they're thriving and the steps it took to get there. I have 6 books that I have channeled that are all available on Amazon.com, which you can Google my name and the books will come up. My most recent book is What Is a Transformational Guide, which everybody so far 100% loves and cannot get enough of. So if you would like to take a transformational guide that way, please order the book. I love the book. I channeled it. But I mean, beyond that, as I read through it, I'm like, oh, this is really good. Remembering that I channeled it. So I never take credit for those things like they came from me. I am going to start taking callers. Please remember it's one question or one connection. And with that question or connection, I'll take as much time as needed to answer it. But then I'll move on to the next person because the phone lines are always, the switchboard is always full, and I like to try to be fair and get to people. There are people who have been trying 5 or 6 months to get through with a call. So, and the trick is, you know, the phone lines open exactly 15 minutes before the show starts. So if you want to be one of the first callers, you have to hit that 15-minute mark. And then from there, and I do take the calls in the order that they were received and go through everyone one at a time. So I am going to go to the first caller, and that is 561. Hello, 561. How are you today?
Hi. Hi, Tuni. Thank you so much for taking my call. And I just want to know about, you know, career, job, anything coming up.
Okay. Can you put that in the form of a more specific question for me so I know exactly where you're going with this? And I give you the information that you're looking for.
Okay. When do you see a job coming in?
This might not be... the answer you're looking for, but the first thing I hear is November. That seems like a little bit of a ways away. And actually the second half of November or late November is when that really good job is going to come in. The one with stick-to-itiveness, the one that's going to hold, the one that's going to have the best long-term results for you. Through September and October, they're asking you to really refine yourself. For whatever that means for you, to clear out what hasn't worked in the past and to get into what you really want now. They're also asking that you tweak your resume and or cover letter. And they're asking, they just keep showing me your resume and they're saying there's, I don't like to use the word flaw, but like there's some... The verbiage or the wording on it is...
Time gap.
Not...
Time gap.
Well, no, not that. It's not as... there are time gaps. That doesn't always matter to an employer. But what does matter is, you know, that it is to the point, it's on point, and it's correct. So if there's a time gap, employers understand... I think sometimes that there are time gaps in a resume in between work, but they're looking at your critical skills, your critical abilities, and those need to be worded perfectly. It can't be wishy-washy, mishy-mashy. It has to be worded accurately and identify immediately with the position that you're applying for. And this may mean that for each job you're applying for, you need to change that verbiage just a little bit. I do recommend you go online, you take the skills you have, and I'm channeling right now. You go online, you take the skills you have, and you put them into some sort of search that will give you the exact titles and verbiage that you need. Also that you Google the jobs you're applying for and read the best resumes for that job and see what can transfer into your resume. The other thing that they're saying is that it's really important for you to write your resume as though you're reading it as an administrator or a manager. You know, we want to be sending in something that if we read it, we would be like, oh my gosh, this is the perfect thing. So they're just asking you to make some critical updates to the verbiage of your resume. And to don't worry about those time gaps, but worry more about the way you have worded it and what are the skills they're looking for and find a way to put that verbiage in your resume for each position that you're applying for. And the second thing they're saying is don't be apologetic. Own your history. Who cares? Own it, and move forward with that. If you need to find someone to, hold on, if you need to find someone to assist you with your resume, it would be a very good investment for the right job. Now, I feel like you have a couple of people in your life that might be able to help you with this. You don't necessarily need to pay somebody for this. Remember, employers get about, you know, a great deal of resumes across their desk. So I always say, send it in right away, wait a day, send it in again, wait 2 days, send it in again. I know people think, I don't want to bug them. I don't want to seem this, I don't want to seem that. But most of the time, they get through the first line or the second line of the resume and they move it on. There has to be some familiarity. There has to be, you know, it is in some ways, it's a numbers game. So you really have to get it. If there's a job that you see that you're like, oh my God, this would be so perfect for me, send it a couple of times, okay? Take the skills that you've already acquired and find a way also to put them into a part-time personal business. Oh, there's that. That's new. They're not saying that this personal business is going to be something you're going to be able to live on, especially in the beginning. But they are saying that take those skills that you have acquired and somehow, whether it's a coaching business of some sort or a yoga, something part-time, something that you can at least start out as part-time. Take some of your skills that you have acquired, figure out how you want to help people, and then turn that into a part-time business for yourself.
Wow. I'd love to be a dating coach.
Oh, do that then. See, coach, see, they're spot on. They're spot on. So they're really telling you if you'd love to be, they're really giving you that confirmation right now in say giving you this message. Like, I didn't even know that was going to come out of my mouth. And they're really giving you that confirmation that what we love grows. What we want to do and what we love grows. So if you want to be a dating coach, take that certification and then do that. Write those books. I know there's at least 2 to 3 books inside of you, and those will come with the dating coaching business.
Yeah,
you're
right now,
I'm
taking a class in September for human resources.
Nice.
You know, so do you think that's going to go good?
That will go well. That will go well. And it is going to help you, yes. But I feel like you should do both of these things. It'll feed both your fires. It'll give you that passion. I do feel like they are really emphasizing, don't be afraid to do those things you want to do and to get in that place where you're ready to go, okay? So I hope this information was very helpful for you. Really look at your resume, take a certification program for the coaching, the dating coaching, and then just start, move forward, take those steps and just, you know, keep going with it and see where you land. You do, and remember to start getting ready, and you are going to be writing, if you do so choose, some books. I feel like if you do the dating coaching thing, you're going to have a very entertaining, very funny book, and you're also going to have some very literal, like, here's some good advice for dating book. And these are going to be promotional items for your coaching business that you'll have on dating. So please don't hesitate to take those steps. Keep moving forward with it and be strong in who you are. Believe in who you are. And what you bring to the table and what you have to offer for people. Okay, love?
Thank you. That was really good. And you were spot on everything.
Oh, thank you so much. I love hearing that because, you know, the stuff that comes out of my mouth, like I said, I don't always know what's going to come out of my mouth. But then when it does, I'm like, oh, that's awesome. So thank you so much for that, those confirmations. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, you go have a magical week, and I look forward to talking with you in the next time to hear all the great progress that you've made, okay?
Oh, thank you. It's such a blessing.
Thank you so much.
A blessed day, and look forward to keeping you updated on everything.
Oh, please do. Please do. Okay. I am going directly to the next caller, and the next caller is 270. Hello, 270. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine. This is Joy.
Joy, wonderful to hear from you. I love that name, by the way. Love it. When my sister was having her last baby, I said, her name is supposed to be Joy. And my sister said, I'm not naming my daughter Joy. And I said, her name is supposed to be Joy. So she ended up naming her Teslin Joy. So she looks at me, she goes, her middle name is Joy, but it's the Italian spelling. I was like, as long as it's in there. So I love that name. So what, I'm sorry, how can I help you today?
I wanted to ask, I have two cousins that stopped speaking to me quite some time ago, and my question is, will we ever address their issue?
If I'm being honest, no.
Okay.
If I'm telling you what I'm hearing, the answer is no. That's not your job. It's not your, you know, I always say people can't be fixed. They have to really want to fix themselves and seek that out. And I also say sometimes there's no such thing as rejection. There's only protection. Whatever caused this risk, it would have just continued. So sometimes people are removed so that we don't put up with their poop any longer. And that we can be in a more peaceful and joyous place. Family is very interesting. Many people believe that just because somebody's our family, we have to put up with a lot of poop from them. But here's my thing. If I'm not going to let a stranger on the street walk up and do it, I'll be damned if somebody who is supposed to love me is going to do it.
Right.
So in this case, what I'm going to say is lessons need to be learned all the way around. Self-love is always the most important lesson. And whatever is going on in this interesting dynamic, just let it go on until people have grown, matured a little bit. That's a perfect statement. Thank you. Sometimes people are way too into that, like, I this and I that, and oh, me this and me. You know what? That's good. Then you go be by yourself and you think about that. I always say when it's time for a reevaluation, don't be so happy that they're back. Look at if they've changed. So sometimes when there's discourse in a family, people really are like, oh my God, they called and we're making it, you know, and now we're talking, no, back up, because history does repeat itself unless people grow and heal and become a little bit more mature. And if they have not, you know, there's nothing in this world except victimhood and guilt. And let me repeat this, get it straight, get it clear, get it now. There is nothing in this world except victimhood and guilt that says we have to put up with people in any way treating us less than. It's my family is just not a reason. Oh, they got nobody else. Well, that's their lesson to learn. There is right. nothing that says we need to be in any way abused by anyone. And excusing ourselves from them may be the only way they learn that lesson. I don't care even if they're mentally ill. And don't send me emails because I'm gonna finish this statement, so please keep listening. I have a little brother with Down syndrome. And he is mentally ill, obviously. But if I correct him, he corrects it. If I say, no, that's not how you behave. And he's 35, so he's been through a long life. There's nobody that can't change if you ask them to. Please don't treat me like that. Oh, I'm sorry, you're going to continue to treat me like that? Oh, it's time for me to step out of this picture then. So in this case, don't worry about if they're coming back. Don't worry about if they're going to get corrected. You know, in time, they might figure it out. But if they don't, that's not your thing to fix. You've got plenty of things on your plate. You don't need to be looking at anybody else's plate at this point. Does this all make sense to you?
Yes, it does very much.
Good, good. Now, here's what I'm going to do for you and anybody else listening. You can listen, re-listen as many times as you'd like. I'm going to do the first clearing of the show. And this one is to forgive and forget yourself. So we often think it's others that we need to forgive, but it's not. We need to forgive ourselves because we as humans believe everything is our fault, that we're to blame for everything. I shoulda, coulda, woulda, said, done differently. Ouch. Stop it. Let's forgive this. So she has forgiven herself. I get a no. So we're going to start clearing this. And you are going to be able to move forward in just such a fabulous way. And move forward without guilt or worry about the situation. Remember, there's a bigger man with a bigger plan watching out for you, keeping you safe and protected from anything that would cause discourse or harm in your life. Allow that flow to happen. And one more thing I just want to say is there's a spark of God in each and every one of us. So as we speak to others and as we have others speak to us, if we would not let them talk to that spark of God or God like that, then we should not let them treat us like that or talk to us like that. Because essentially they are speaking to our God center. And if we cannot come to a place where we can make people be respectful to us because we weren't brought up strong enough for that, we can come to a place where we can say, you know what, you are speaking to my God center and I will not allow anyone to treat my God center like that. Capiche?
Mm-hmm.
That makes a lot more sense, right?
Right.
And with that, you can take that strength and that knowing that you deserve love and respect and honor from anybody in your life, but also that you give those same qualities out to everyone in your life. Okay, love?
Right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I hope this was helpful. And please have yourself a magical, miraculous week. And I look forward to hearing back from you.
Me too. Thank you.
You are welcome. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, who is 267. Hello, 267. How are you today?
Hi. Okay. How about yourself?
Absolutely wonderful. How can I help you?
I wanted to see, I recently gave birth on the 11th. I had a great pregnancy, but unfortunately during labor, my son, what they're saying is he swallowed amniotic fluid. So he's currently in the NICU. And I'm wondering if you can give me any advice or see anything that maybe I'm missing. And okay, so let's. He is doing well in there.
Yeah.
But it's been about a week now.
So let's take a slow, deep breath in together. And let's allow that breath to go out. And I want you to just keep taking those slow, deep breaths in and releasing them while I'm talking to you. Just very gentle, soft, deep breaths. I want you to know that this child is divinely protected. And I can tell you there are angels holding your baby. And he is going to recover completely from this. And he will be the baby and child and person he's supposed to be growing up. Sometimes the little ones that come in with the biggest fight are the ones that accomplish the most throughout their life because they come in and they learn to fight right away, right? And the three of my nieces were born premature, very premature and in NICU. And one of them even, I think within her first couple of years, had to have one of her kidneys removed. And she's one of the most amazing girls, women now that I've ever known going into the medical field and strong as can be, doesn't let anything affect her. So sometimes this is the way it's meant to be. Sometimes it is divine intervention. And I'm going to say I'm going to do a special clearing for this very, very brilliant baby. And I'm going to say this baby is healthy. So let's clear that. This baby is going to be very healthy very quickly. We're going to strengthen that. And then I'm going to add one more thing. This baby is going to, this baby is strong. Right now, this baby's not strong. Its spirit is strong. So I'm going to clear that. This baby is fighting. No. Okay, so I'm going to clear that. And when I say I, it's the angels. So right now, this baby is, we're going to clear, the angels are going to go in and clear this. You're going to notice a dramatic change tomorrow. And I want you to literally please send me an email or get back on my show. Hopefully I'll get back to you and know your number because I want to know updates on this little fighter. Engineer. Everything going as planned. This little guy is destined, could be, I always say, has the potential to be an engineer. And not only an engineer, but a biochemical engineer. So that tells you there's some mighty, 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 mighty. Now, again, everything going as planned. This baby is now fighting, spirit strong. Okay, so everything is testing yes already. Okay, the mother is afraid. The mother has faith. You have faith. Good girl. So, but I am testing that you're going to carry this fear with you, so I'm going to clear you of that now. I want you to take the biggest, slowest, deep breath in with your mouth open. Fill up that stomach and chest, and then I want you to, in 3, 2, 1... I love when somebody listens to me. Thank you, my dear one. Just know that the angels are working with you also. And love you. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling relaxed.
Good.
Anxious a
I am
bit,
like,
but it was...
I am so full of joy right now. Like, I have tears coming out of my eyes for you. So I want you to just have faith and be strong. I know you have been, but you've been coming from strong out of fear. I want you to come from strength out of faith right now. Just that knowing that it is what it is, and you are there with it. And everything is exactly as it's intended to be. The angels are walking with you and your baby, and they will not stop doing that. And you just have to create this healthy, harmonious situation for the two of you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You are so welcome. Have an amazing rest of the day. Okay,
you
and a magical. Oh, thank you. Now, I want to say I will be back next Monday at noon. And thank you, everybody, who got through. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. I will be back next week to take your calls and to help you in every way I possibly can. I love you all. Bye for now.